prolific, so gifted. I'm the type that's gon' go get it, no kidding. Breaking down a swish in front of your building. Sitting on the steps, feeling no feelings. Last night it was a cold killing. You gotta keep the devil in his hole, nigga. But you know how it go, nigga. I'm front line every time it's on, nigga. 100 proof flow, running shoot pro. 458 drop, playing bulletproof soul. Every few shows, I just buy some new gold. Circle got smaller, everybody can't go. Downtown Diamond District, jewelers like yo. Hustle, holla at me, I got Cubans on the low. Through the Cancun, smoking Cubans on the boat. Then dock that Tulum just to smoke. Look, listening to music at the Mayan ruins. True devotion on the bluest ocean. Cruising, my cultural influence, even revolution. I'm integrated vertically, y'all niggas blew it. They tell me hustle, dumb it down, you might confuse me. It's like that weirdo rap you motherfuckers used to. I'm a urban legend, South Central in a certain section. Can't express how I curb protectors. Guesses, evidence of a divine presence. Blessings, held me down at times I seem reckless. Effort, got an L but got an E for effort. Stretched it, dropped him off in the Mojave Desert. Then left me, ain't no answer to these trick questions. Money making nip, straighten out my jewelry on my bitch dresser. Well known, flick up in jail clothes. Snatch a champagne bottle from Rico's till T-shirts. Whatever, nigga, playing chess, not checkers. Nigga, 38 special for you clever niggas. See, bro, you ain't living down by the street code. Been through all these motions up and down like a seesaw. I can never view you as my equal. Fuck, I wanna hear your CD folk. I'm finna take it there. This time around, I'ma make it clear. Spoke some things into the universe and they appear. I say it's worth it, I won't say it's fair. Find your purpose or you wasting air. Fuck it though, y'all niggas scared. Eyes open, I can see it clear. They don't make them bar none, they don't make them real. They don't make it where I'm from, they don't take it here. They ain't seeing due time, I be making meals. Bossed up in this game, I been making deals. Get your lawyer on the phone, we can make it real. Checks and balance, I flex dramatic. Other 50 on my neck, just my reckless habit. Ain't no pussy on my rap, disrespect is savage. I make one phone call and the rest get handled. It's just another front step with candles. No message from the set, we accept your challenge.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Reckless in the building, coming at you with another episode of The Reckless Effect. Rest in peace to the king, Nipsey Hussle. I'm pretty sure all of you are aware of the situation that happened, him being killed. Man, this one really like hit really different for me. It's kind of weird that we happen to look at someone who is doing positive in their community, who's being that force, that light, and all of a sudden they're just gone. 33 years old, just 33. There's really no words that I can come up with. It's hard. I've been a Nipsey fan for a while. I'm really into, like, people who know me know that I love like East Coast, and I love like a lot of East Coast rap, but when it comes to like West Coast shit, I love my gangster shit, and Nipsey was one of the artists that I would always look forward to like playing. I have this like real, like, I felt like I had a real connection with him, even though I don't know him, but it was something that I understood him, his position, where he was in the world, and what he was trying to accomplish. Being me personally being somebody who's always like here in my community, wanting to help, wanting to be just that guy that anybody can lean on, and try to be positive and try to like enlighten the younger generation that no matter where you are, you still can succeed. You can still do whatever you want to do. He was a shining example of that. And it's just incredibly sad, and I feel for him and his family. And what really hurt the most was that it was somebody that he knew. That is incredibly fucked up, how someone from his own hood, someone that he knew personally, was the one to take his life. And, you know, the word is that Eric Holder was allegedly a snitch, and Nipsey didn't want him around or whatever. Like, it doesn't mean that you should just take his life. It really doesn't. Like, whatever anger, whatever pain that you're feeling doesn't go away when you take someone's life. It doesn't. It only adds. So it's really fucking sad and really fucked up. And this one had me fucked up for a minute. Like, when I got the news, and like, I dropped my phone, and like, I couldn't really like believe it. I couldn't really like focus, and I'm praying that he's okay. Then when it was actually released that he was gone, it I didn't want to like talk to anybody. Like, I just wanted to be alone for a minute, because that was just, it was senseless and unbelievable. It's hard to find words. It's just, this one really hurt differently. I remember years ago when I first heard of Nipsey, and it was Crenshaw mixtape, and I heard that, and I was like, who the fuck is this cat? Like, I loved what he was spitting. I loved the energy, and I loved the message and the underlining messages that he was trying to put out there. It was almost like he lived a full life, and he's getting to this point and leaving behind something. That's the kind of narrative that I was getting, and I still feel it. It's just sad to see one of like your leaders go. And I was talking to some people about it, and they were telling me that, you know, they weren't alive for Pac, they weren't alive for Big, you know, so getting someone like him and hearing his message was their Pac. And I completely understood and agree. He just didn't deserve to go out like that. And the thing that hurts the most is when people are like posting these videos and posting these pictures, and like, we don't need to see all that. We don't. And I really tried to avoid it, but it was fucking everywhere. One that hurt the most was seeing Lauren when she first got the news, and it was just, we don't need to see that. I feel for her, I feel for his kids. That was just a painful and senseless act of violence. And what's sad is that it really is your own people that do that shit. Like, what blows my mind is how someone can like build themselves and make this amazing career and life for themselves and return home to rebuild their community. And it just blows my mind how we can take someone away who is trying to do good in the community, who is trying to be the best version of themselves and show people that, you know, it doesn't matter where you're from. He was trying to help people. He was trying to inspire the youth. So it just amazes me that it really will be your own people. And it's sad because you hear like all these stories of people who've been killed, and most of them, it happens in their own backyard. It happens in their own home. Somewhere where they should feel safe, and they're not safe. So then the question is like, should you leave? When you make it, should you leave? Or should you come back and still try to build? Me personally, no matter how much money I make, Sacramento's my home, and I'm always gonna be here. And I'm always gonna try to help this place become better. But then I do have that fear in the back of my mind that what if, you know, what if someone decides I'm not, that they're that my life isn't worth it, that I ain't shit, that I shouldn't have it. Fear is, what if somebody decides to take me out from this place? It scares the shit out of me, you know? And this man was supposed to be safe. I don't know, I'm just trying to like find the right, I don't know, this energy that I have is like different. It's hard. I didn't know that man personally, obviously, but his music made me feel like I knew him. I understood. I don't smoke, but I really wanted to light up one for him. yeah, man, this just was just different. So I don't know. I don't know what else I could say except, you know, rest in peace, rest in paradise to that young king. It's nice. It was beautiful to see the outpour of love and support for that man. What was incredible to me was to see and hear like stories from people who knew him, and hear stories from people who didn't know him but knew his music and talked about what his music meant to them. For me, his music was just a representation of a life that I didn't really know but understood to some degree. I didn't grow up in like the hood, you know. I grew up in a neighborhood. I was always the one to go and hustle to get whatever it is that I wanted. I worked hard at trying to get money to buy whatever that I needed. Like, I was like that weird hustler kid that whatever money that I got, I didn't just buy like candy and shit. Like, I bought, you know, school supplies, or I bought things for other people that they needed. Like, you needed food, got you. You need a book bag, got you. You need shoes, got you. Like, I was always that person to do that. On my birthday, I would never like want anything. I would never want a gift. I always wanted to give people things. I remember one time my friend asked me what I wanted to do for my birthday. I told him I wanted to throw a workshop, and they thought that was weird as fuck. And I said, I would rather give back to my community, to the people that's out there, than receive something. Because as selfish as like some people may think of me or think that I am, I'm really not. I love giving back, and I love being like helpful. I love being, you know, of service to people. So I did. I threw a workshop, and I made sure that I didn't take any profit. I paid all the choreographers to come out. I paid the studio, and I even donated some more money to the studio to help with whatever that they needed. I didn't want to take anything. And even when my girlfriend at the time and my friends came and brought me a cake and like bought me some shoes and a hat and stuff, like, it was nice and it was great, and I really appreciated it. But it always felt weird to me because I want to give more than I receive. And I've always just been that person. So I connect with Nipsey on that, wanting to give back, wanting to build his community. People that were around me throughout the majority of my life, if they needed anything, I was there. I wanted to just make sure that they know, no matter what, Nick got them. And one of my good friends, my best friend, someone that I call my brother, he needed a place to stay. Me and him shared a room, and we lived together for over a year. Like, I was my best friend, and of course I would do that for him. But even just last year before Christmas, someone that I knew, she was pregnant. Her boyfriend like ditched her and left her in another state, and like just a whole bunch of drama. And she thought that she had a home to go to in LA, and then that other friend ditched her. And I was like, yo, just stay with me. I'll give you a couple months. You can figure this shit out, and then you'll be able to hopefully save up enough money and find your way. She stayed with me for 3 weeks, and we found her a place. She ended up going to a friend's house, and then everything was good there until the mom realized, like, she needs me. And mom stepped up. Her mom was a piece of shit. Let's just leave it at that. But I'm that type of person that will, like, open my home to you if you need me. I'm the person that'll open my wallet. I'm gonna help in any way that I can. If I got it, you got it. That's the type of energy that we need in this world. And seeing someone like Nipsey be that person and be that guy, that's a blessing. That is a fucking blessing. And we need more of that. We need more of that energy. We need more of that love from all of us. So it's really fucking sad that it's his own people that did that shit. Someone from his hood. Anyway, that's why I fuck with Nipsey. I fucked with Nipsey hella hard. And It's dope also that he owned all of his masters. So, you know, if you've never listened to him, go stream his shit. Go buy it. His family gets all of that. So do that. Do that ASAP. Yeah, man. It's good to know that they found the dude. Apparently he was like checked himself into like a mental institution or something. Man, I'm not gonna lie. I'm not a violent person, but this was one of those moments where it was like, fuck, I hope the streets gets him. What was crazy to me was watching the news and seeing the cop talk about it and look and was like, you gotta be kidding me. No, can't be him. And he looked distraught. He looked upset. That's how much that man meant to that community. So even the police are looking at this like, yo, I can't believe that this, that it can't be him. There's certain people that come into this world that are fucking like angels. You know what I'm saying? Like they're fucking like this entity that is bigger than what they seem. And he was one of those dudes. To where the police is giving a fuck? Yo. And they look like that? That's how much that man meant to his community. So I'm glad that they found him. And I'm glad that they took it seriously to look for him. To look for his killer. Like I said, this is one of those times where I was like, yo, the streets need to do what the streets do. Corrective behavior. I'm never really the one to, again, I'm not a violent person. And I believe somewhat in the justice system. Somewhat. Because it does fail often. But in this situation, I was like, yo, fuck it. Street justice. Let the streets find them. Let's correct this. And I don't know if it's true hearing like people going after the family and stuff. Like if that aside, it's just, I knew that the streets would do what the streets do. So as much as I was like, yo, I want the streets to find them, I'm glad that the police found them first. I'm glad that he's going to be brought to justice where he has to sit in front of a judge, a jury, his city, where he has to sit in front of his wife and kids and look them in the eyes and recognize that he did that, recognize the pain that he gave them. And I understand that the cops put him in solitary because they're fear of his life. And you're fucking right. Fucking right. It's just sad. And I hope that they don't make this into like a plea for insanity. No. You made the conscious decision to take this man's life. I want you to go to jail. I want you to face the maximum. You have a discussion, you leave, you come back, you shoot him, walk away, you shoot him again, you walk away, come back, and you shoot him a couple more times, and then you kick him? Nah. You deserve to be thrown in whatever. I don't want to speak that. No, fuck it. Yeah, he deserves to go straight to fucking Gin Pop in the worst fucking prison out there and in his city. Fucking deserves that. And whatever happens, happens. But I pray for his family. I pray for healing. Seeing Lauren London's post the other day, like it really broke my heart. It really did. It's just a sad, sad situation, and it made me like think about my life, my legacy, and what I'm gonna leave behind, and what I want to do. And I realized I'm just gonna continue doing what I do. I'm gonna continue to spread love. I'm going to continue to be positive, helping my community, give back to those who are in need. I'm going to help build. And I hope you guys are along that journey with me and want to build, want to help your community. Far too often we leave and forget about our people. Far too often we hate on our own and we don't support each other enough. Last episode I was talking about what does support mean to you? Like, what does that look like? And this is one of those times where we have to remember to give that love and help everybody, and especially our own. We need to not continue this narrative that we don't give a fuck about even our own people. Gutta, that's my man's, hands down. And even if like we're not the best of friends, that's still my man's, and I'm gonna support him in everything that he does. And I know that he knows that. We've had conversations about it, like from his music to his dancing to his clothing line, whatever he's doing, 100% like, yo, you need me, I got you. I'll hit that share button, I'll play your music, I'll buy it. Like, I'm 100% gonna be that person to my big brother J. Chris whenever he was like posting anything about his company or looking for a home or anything like that, like I'm 100% the dude that will reach out and be like, yo, you need me or anything, I got you. Like to my brother, like me and my brother, even though he lives like 15 minutes away, if he's like, yo, I need your help, I'm there. Like, whatever. To my homie Cam down in LA, like, if you need me, I'm there. Devin, you light-skinned bastard, like, if you need me, I got you. Lugo, anybody. And I know these are probably names of people that you don't really know, but if you do know them, you'll know that I'm old, that they're dope, that they're great individual people, and I support my homies, I support my friends, I support people that I don't know. If you are trying to do something positive for your life and your community, I'm with you 100%. I want us all to succeed. I want us all to eat. The crazy thing about that is that when you ask for support or you ask for help, some people don't want to help because they have this false idea that whatever is given to somebody else, that means it's taking away from you. That's fucking ridiculous, because there's enough out here for all of us to eat. We just need to recognize that we all can eat, and we can eat together. We can all eat. But I hate that idea that there isn't enough. Like, there's more than enough. We all just need to go and get it. And if we can help each other go get it, why not? Why not help each other? Why not be there for one another to help each other? So I'm going to be that person, and I'm really going to step up even more to show love and support, not just because of Nipsey's memory, but because it is the right thing to do. It is what we need to do, especially as Black men in this community, especially as Black people in this community, Black, brown, whatever. You need it? Got it. Let's go eat. Like, for real, for real. And I don't know. It's just this is just that time. And it's sad that Nipsey's gone. But yeah, man, we're going to we just got to keep rocking. We just got to keep moving. I don't know. But right now, I'm just going to reset and get my head straight. But I'm going to play something real quick with Nipsey. This is one of my favorite joints. It's off of Crenshaw. So hope you enjoy this shit.
It's that LA shit. Fresh on song. 2003. Young niggas getting money for real this time. Hey. Look, summertime in that colors. All these young hoes fuck. All these young niggas is hustling. Pull up thick to that function. Pull out guns and start busting. Cause niggas not with no fussing. Roll up cushions, shoot hundreds. And take your bitch like it's nothing. We was living fast, we was rushing. Niggas burnt and crashed on that dumb shit. And it's fucking sad cause we was puppets. Had to learn so fast to switch hustles. And my back, that's 1200. And my fucking pack is illustrious. And I still kill one of you niggas. Cause I'm not really for the fuck shit. And we was raised around hustlers. Rolex chains and case busting. Super sports and box colors. And pull off fast and burn rubber. Pull out cash like it's nothing. Cause all these young niggas is hustling. All these young hoes is fucking. Summertime in that colors. Summertime in that colors. Summertime in that colors. Summertime in that colors. Roll up flight and get blunted. 1,000 grams in that cupboard. If the police raid, then we flush it. Murder case with no suspects. And all these niggas then got bust at. All these niggas they went bust back. Make it hard to tell which one of us done what. As some young niggas we ain't want much. But if we was gon' have it, it was on us. Handouts, it was no such. 10 toes and some old chucks. Be loud but I'm low cut. European clip grill when I roll up. Oh, fat roller, y'all go, huh? Let me squeeze 10 shots, that be your luck. Luck, talk money on depth. See niggas going broke, that ain't nothing to respect. And I ain't trying to feel it, so I do it to the death. 1985, cut dog in the set. When I was fucking Courtney and Lauren, they was neighbors. And Car told both of them she was safe. But I ain't give a fuck. I've been a young player, push for shit now. But remember them days when I used to spend the summertime in that colors. Summertime in that colors.
So that was Summertime in that Cutlass. I don't know. I fuck with that joint so heavy. But anyway, so let me try to get through this one. But so the other day I was out kicking it with my homie Alex. Shout out to Alex. And we ended up going to the bar with her and her homegirl, Gianna. It was a good time. Like, we were having fun. We were at the Merc. We were having some drinks and we were just talking. And then upon leaving, like, we were about to leave, and I happened to look at this girl who looked, she looked like she had some sadness in her eyes. And I don't know what compelled me, but I just went over and I was like, hey, how are you? How are you doing? And she just looked at me like, and for some reason, she felt comfortable enough to talk to me. And we had a really good conversation. Her name is Samantha. She's such a really sweet individual. We were talking about just life, relationships, and joy and happiness. And we were just talking about that and just sharing that energy. And it was one of those like moments where you realize your impact on other people. Just talking about things that go on with someone and recognizing their pain and their issues. It was really sweet. It was really cool just for us to just talk. And we had a lot of fun, and then we followed each other. If you want to follow her and show her some love, her Instagram is Aqua's Dreamy. It turned out that we have a really good friend in common. So it was really cool. It was very serendipitous to meet somebody like that and have a good, genuine conversation. So so shout out to Samantha. I just wanted to put that out there because it was really a beautiful moment. I'm really into meeting new people and talking to them about life and talking to them about whatever's going on in their hearts and their minds and stuff like that. So it was really cool. I just wanted to mention that because that was just one of those really cool things. Another funny story for me is that I haven't really talked about was the college bribery scandals that's been going on. What's crazy is these two women are at the center of this whole thing for paying a man thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars to get their kids into college, and taking away spots from other people that are more deserving of it. If that's not fucking white privilege, the fuck? And what I'm reading is any type of plea deal that they take is gonna involve jail time. I think that is fucking hilarious. Just because of the simple fact that it's a desperate housewife and cousin Becky, Aunt Becky, that is funny as fuck to me. I don't know why that shit just it really made me laugh, just for the simple fact that it's two people that you would not expect doing some fuck shit getting caught in their fuck shit. So that's funny as fuck to me. And I hope all is well in the end with them. But if not, fuck it, whatever. But that's just sad because you don't really see, the conversation that I was having with a couple people about it was that if it's already hard enough to get like black kids or kids of color, period. People of color, period, to get into college and get into these prestigious colleges. You know, it's already hard for them to get in there. So when you don't have the money to get in and these parents are paying to get them in, question becomes, if you had the money, would you do that? Would you pay someone to help facilitating getting your kids into college? Would you? And thinking about it real tough, yeah, I would, because that's my kid and I'd want the best for them. You know, I'd want the best for her, for my daughter. But at the same time, I feel like it's my responsibility as a parent to be able to teach them other things and other ways to succeed in life. So when my daughter is old enough, I'm going to teach her about business and money and and savings. I'm going to teach her about all the things that I wish that I knew back then, and teach her all of these things. Teach her how to cook. I know that that sounds like a little sexist, but it's not, because I know a lot of women that don't know how to cook. My last few girlfriends had no idea how to cook, except for my daughter's mom. She can cook her ass off, and she can cook her ass off. But when it comes to like cooking, like, I want her to learn to cook because I want her to be self-sufficient. I'm gonna teach her how to, you know, fix shit around the house. Teach her like to make sure that you always have tools. I'm gonna teach her how to save money, set up a 401k or an IRA. Like, I want her to learn about those things. I'm gonna teach her early about taxes and how to use it, and how to use things as like a business expense. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna teach her like a lot of those important details, important things. Teach her about business, because I want her to like know how to make money and know how to save money and how to create more money for herself, for her family. Like, I'm trying to do that now. I want to create more for me, so then I can pass it to her and to her kids. That's my goal. I want to make sure that her kids are well off, so then she can prepare for her kids' kids, you know. That's what I would want. So if I had the option to pay for her to go to college, pay someone to facilitate that, no, I probably wouldn't. As much as I would want the best for her, if she can't get in on her own merit, it's okay, because there's other things that she can do to build. And that's just me. And if anybody out there is like, yo, I'd do it, that teaches on. But for me personally, I couldn't do it. That's just a weird thing for me. I just couldn't do that. But back to them, it's just kind of crazy. $500,000 for Lori Loughlin and her husband to pay this man, Rick Singer, $500,000 to get their daughters into USC, and claiming that they would participate on the crew team. These bitches don't row. Get the fuck out of here. Like, the fuck? And Felicity Huffman from Desperate Housewives, she paid $15,000 to rig her daughter's SAT score. Is your kid stupid? Like, is she not, like, smart enough to be able to take this test on her own merit? Now, I shouldn't say stupid, because test taking is hard. And a lot of schools, like high schools especially, only prepare you to take tests rather than prepare you for college, prepare you for the world. So it sucks, and that's a sticky situation, but at the same time, like, you should be able to figure that out. Get into some other shit. So everybody knows already about Conor McGregor basically retiring. I don't take it that seriously. I really don't, just because it's weird. It's weird because I know that he's not going to go out like that. Like, he still has more fight in him. I know him and Khabib still have a lot of beef, but I just don't see it. Like, I just don't see it. I think he's gonna come back and he's gonna fight if the money's right, and if he's gonna fight someone that he actually like really wants to fight. So we'll see. Man, there's like a lot of like little things that have been going on. Some of it I really don't like care really about. But I will talk about this one thing. Fucking the game last night with Russell Westbrook. This man, 20-20-20. 20 points, 20 assists, 20 boards. The fuck. I was insane to see that. Just as a fan of basketball, seeing how one person, Russell Westbrook is a fucking like monster. He's just insane, and everything that he does, I fuck with. I love. Just his energy is always consistent. He keeps the same energy, and that's what I really respect about him. Say what you want about him, like, he's an asshole, like, whatever. The man's fashion's on point. But that one fucking thing, that was ill. And for him, when he was being interviewed by Jason Terry, he said, 20 plus 20 plus 20. They know what it means. That's from our bro. Rest in peace, Nipsey. That's fucking beautiful. That's dope as fuck. Just the motivation that this man had to play that game for someone that he knew, someone that was from his community. That's fucking dope. Walking in with the Crenshaw t-shirt with the and his post, dedication, hard work plus patience. Again, man, you see how Nipsey affected so many people in his community. It's just a beautiful thing, man. And we need, telling you, we need more of that shit. And shout out to Nick Cannon for wanting to take over the reins for that documentary of Dr. Sebi. And that's another thing. I'm into conspiracy theories, not as heavy, like, you know, the earth is not flat, like, shut up, I don't want to hear that shit. But, like, I'm into conspiracy theories that are credible, that have some, like, validity to it, but this one, when it comes to Dr. Sebi, like, or Dr. Sebi, you can, like, when people are saying, like, oh, we got to protect Nips because, you know, he's doing his documentary and they killed Dr. Sebi, you can kind of, like, go into that and be like, oh, well, but right now, I feel like it is a little disrespectful to the family, because no matter what, this man's life is lost, and the person who did it, he's a piece of shit, and I don't care the reason behind it, it's still a sad time, and with Dr. Sebi, in that documentary, you mean to tell me that they killed him over this documentary, but they let all of his videos and images and interviews and stuff like that to still live on the internet? You can find all of his videos, you can find all of his work, you can find all of these things that he said, that he's done online, but they killed Nip for this? Come on. Like, we have to act with a little bit more sense. Just stop it. And I know I posted or shared a post about we gotta pray for Nick. I meant that in the sense that we have to be grateful and pray for this man, because he's willing to step up and do the work and finish the work. Because did he have to do that? No. Especially with, like, someone like Hove, who would do it. But he stepped up and he's gonna do it. So pray for that man, because he wanted to step up and do something and honor the homie. And watching, like, a video of the game driving and trying to talk, like, that man is hurting. So we need to check up on him. Yeah, because he's hurting bad. And I was on, he was on my shit list, I'll tell you that. Like, game was on my shit list for a minute. I'm a huge game fan. I waited in line to buy the documentary. But I also waited in a non-existent line to, you know, buy Kevin Federline's CD, which, over time, that shit got better. So don't sleep on that. And niggas can hate, and you can hate, because he is a terrible MC, but it gets better. Fuck, my stomach is growling like a motherfucker. I better get some cheese eggs or something. But yeah, man, I just felt like this was the time to really focus on, like, helping other people and being there. So let's share love, let's be love, let's give love. That's the message I want to spread today. That's the life that we should. That's the life. So before I get out of here, yeah, because there's not much that I really wanted to, like, speak on. But actually, yeah, there's not much I want to speak on. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a couple more of Nipsey shit just so you guys can feel it. But I feel like I want to end with this one thing, another thing as well. We, as sad as we are right now, we shouldn't mourn this man's loss. We should celebrate his life. We should celebrate. We should love the fact that he was here. And even though we're sad that he's gone, we should embrace the legacy that he's left behind. The words, the music, the life, the fight, everything. We should embrace that, and we should celebrate, and then we should continue his work. So I hope you all received the message. So let's put in the work. Share love, be love, give love. All right. So here's a joint off of Victory Lap. This is a dedication.
Yeah. Nah, my nigga, this is dedication. This is anti-hesitation. It's a real nigga celebration. It's a dime block declaration. 59th and 5th Ave, granny house with vanilla wafers. It's the remedy to separation. Tupac of my generation. Blue pill in the fucking matrix. Red rose in the great pavement. Young black nigga trapped and he can't change it. Know he a genius, he just can't claim it. Cause they left him no platforms to explain it. He frustrated, so he get faded. But deep down inside, he know you can't fail him. How long should I stay dedicated? How long till opportunity meet preparation? I need some real nigga reparations. Or I run up in your bank just for recreation. Dedication, hard work, plus patience. To some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication. Look. I spent my whole life thinking out the box. Boxing homies 3-on-1, got DP, but I ain't dropped. Chirp on me, here I come. Spin around the block, they blurped on me. Said I ran a stop sign, but that's a lie. I spent my whole life staring at the stage, playing Sega, daddy smoking Sherm, mama playing spades, catching papers. Grandma said I'd get some Jordans for my grades. That's my baby. When she died, my heart broke 100 ways. I spent my whole life trying to make it, trying to chase it. The cycle of a black man divided, trying to break it. You take a lost shit, don't cry about it, just embrace it. Minor setback for major comeback, that's my favorite. My nigga L said you do a song with Nip. K-Dot, he a better grip. I said he a man first, you hear the words out his lips. About flourishing from the streets to black businesses. Level 4, y'all living, giving to false imprisonment. Listen close, my nigga, it's bigger than deuces and foes, my nigga. Since elementary, we close, my nigga, you're straight like that. I give you the game, go back to the turf and give it right back. For generations, we've been dealt bad hands with bad plans. Prove your dedication by hopping out Grand Ams. I'm at the premiere, politicking with Top Nip and Snoop. Damn, Pac watching the way we groove. Dedication.
If it ain't congratulating, it look like hate. If it ain't congratulating, it look like what Nip said.
Hold up.
La. This ain't entertainment. It's four niggas on a slave ship. These songs just the spirituals I swam against them waves with. Ended up on shore to their amazement. I hope the example I set's not contagious. Lock us behind gates but can't tame us. Used to be stay safe, now stay dangerous. Cause ain't no point playing defense, nigga. That's why I dove off the deep end, nigga, without a life jacket. Couple mil, tour the world, all my life cracking. Cook the books, bring it back, so it's no taxes. Royalties, publishing, plus our own masters. I'd be damned if I slave for some white crackers. I was mapping this out, I hit the heights backwards. Hopping out the 85 and Reebok classes. Ran a couple marathons just to get established. To make it happen, you got to have it. Dedication, hard work, plus patience. To some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication.
Ah! We were born in sin, we die in sin. Lord have mercy. I did a lot in this life, so if I don't survive, Lord have mercy. Oh, mercy, mercy, please, mercy, 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 please, Lord have mercy. Oh, mercy, mercy, please, mercy, mercy, Lord have mercy.
Nah, standing at the crossroads, staring at the cosmos. I'm a product of this gangbang. Where we end up, only God knows. Have I glorified the self-hate? I'm just trying to get myself straight. I'm so caught up in this wealth race. Cause I know I take a hell's taste. Set flame to your soul with us. When it wrong, do what's wrong with us. Pops wasn't in the home with us. So we follow soon, look up to these old niggas. I can tell you how it go, nigga. Light the fire with the flame, explode, nigga. But you gotta be a cold nigga. Hit the yellow brick road, brimstone, nigga.
Sin, we die in sin. Lord have mercy. I did a lot in this life, so if I don't survive, Lord have mercy. Oh, mercy, mercy, please, mercy, 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 please.
And that last track was Mercy. So I hope you guys have a great day, a great week. And I hope you all have an amazing, just hope that you guys really receive the message. Give love, be love, share love. So anybody out there that needs like love, that needs help, that needs time or attention, or someone that's trying to do good, be there, help them. And make sure that your friends know that you're there. Meaning if they're out there doing something, you're out there with them, or you're sharing their shit, or you're playing their music or whatever. Just let them know like you support them and that you're there for them. We need more love. We need more community. That's all I got. That's all I got for right now. And I'll check in with you guys another day. You know what? Let's not end with something sad. Let's get into some other shit. All right. So dig this one. And then I'm out. Time that I checked, it was 5 chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep last time that I checked. I was selling zones in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat last time that I checked. I'm the street's voice out west. Legendary self-made progress. Last time that I checked. First you get the money, then respect. Then the power and the hoes come next. Last time that I checked. I've been self-made from the dribble. I was been saying I'ma kill him. Playing no games with you niggas. Pop clutch, switch lanes on you niggas. I laid down the game for you niggas. Taught you how to charge more than what they pay for you niggas. On the whole thing for you niggas, reinvest, double up, then explain for you niggas, it gotta be love. Run the city, it gotta be cut. Just for the pieces, I took off the monopoly board. Hey, y'all niggas false claims, it gotta be fraud. Just keep the hood about your mouth and you gotta be charged. I doubled up, tripled up, nigga what? Banged on the whole game, I ain't give a fuck. Nobody tripping, handle business, got my digits up. And when I drop, you know I'm about to fuck. Last time that I checked, it was 5 chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep last time that I checked. I was selling zones in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat last time that I checked. I'm the street's voice out west. Legendary self-made progress last time that I checked. First you get the money, then respect. Then the power and the hoes come next last time that I checked. Ain't no come through fly. No cosign, I ain't need radio to do mine. I done fine and I take my time. And take my tribe every level that I crossed in this game. Like state lines, it was visionary. Either I'm genius or you niggas scared. Maybe it's both in this balance I deliver daily. For every nigga in these streets trying to feed the babies. The single mama's working hard not to miss a payment. And dirty money get washed on royalty statements. Black owners in this game are powerful racists. Young niggas in the set just doing it makeshift. Out the garage, it's how you end up in charge, it's how you end up in penthouses, end up in cars, it's how you start off a curb server, end up a boss, it's how you win the whole thing and lift up a cigar with sweat dripping down your face. Cause the mission was last time that I checked, it was 5 chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep last time that I checked. I was selling zones in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat last time that I checked. I'm the street's voice out west. Legendary self-made progress last time that I checked. First you get the money, then respect. Then the power and the hoes come next last time that I checked.
I got the front and in the back. We on the way and that's a fact. This real, this ain't rap. Where everybody wanna act pro-black. The last lie you heard, this ain't that. This, that, I didn't. Made it out the gutter shit. Nip told you fuck the middle man. I told you fuck a bitch. Fuck wearing they clothes, I wear my own shit. Y'all get on y'all label, I own my own bitch. Hey, man, I remember all that game you throw me. Don't fuck around and get played by the label owners. Talk that shit to these niggas, Adrian Broner. But secure the window, don't let the game fool you. Cause when this game over, it's when the game over. And all they do is play the game till this game over. And you be giving game like a big brother. Mission, never let them take it from us.
Last time that I checked, it was 5 chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep last time that I checked. I was selling zones in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat last time that I checked. I'm the street's voice out west. Legendary self-made progress last time that I checked. First you get the money, then respect. Then the power and the hoes come next last time that I checked.
So yeah, all right guys, I'm out of here. Enjoy, love, be love, give love, share love. Peace.